Well, full disclosure is that Rummy and other JMM staff members offered to sit in this morning for Memorial Day here at the JM and the AM, and for that I am always grateful. But Mayor Fertig was not among them. Mayor Fertig, as much as I implored him and tried so hard to convince him to sit in this morning at JM and the AM, he absolutely refused. And then, of course, I'm kidding around, folks. We remembered that today, on this 29th of May, the ninth day in the month of Sivan, Mayor Fertig is the father of the groom, because the big wedding is taking place literally in Israel, starting just a couple hours from now. In fact, Mayor revealed to me that his family is traveling by bus to the wedding hall in the next few minutes. Like, you know, they're leaving really, really soon to, you know, do all the usual things you got to do, pictures and all that stuff. So I'm going to take this opportunity to wish a mazel tov to David Fertig and Tehila Katz. As we mentioned earlier, Tehila Katz has roots in Yerushalayim and Johannesburg and Los Angeles. Mazal tov to her parents, Hana Meira and Jeremy Katz. And, of course, to the Chassan David Fertig, whose parents, Chani and Mayor Fertig, mean so much to us. And as I said to Mayor off the air a moment ago, I really did think that we'd be able to work things out and I'd be able to be there tonight, whether it meant going to Israel for Shavuos or not. And unfortunately, it did not happen. But I got to give the Fertigs all the credit in the world. They've continued this tradition of a JM and the AM wedding every month in Israel. We did it in April, and now they're doing it in the month of May. Mayor Fertig, mazal tov, and welcome back to JM and the AM.
Thank you very much. Good morning to you, and good morning, everybody.
Thank you.
We've been trying to keep this one-a-bunch thing going. Who's next?
That's what I said earlier in the show. I don't know who's responsible for June, but who knows? Who knows? Maybe the Zomics will move their wedding to Israel. You never know.
Right.
Exactly. So this is it. A couple hours before the big event, we wanted to make sure on the air to issue a mazal tov. You know what you and the Fertig family mean to us, and I'm so glad that you're going through this incredibly wonderful celebratory period of time. Wish we could be there with you. The next best thing is that we will be able, Bezrat Hashem, to actually watch what's going on. The modern technology, Mayor, is pretty remarkable.
It is amazing.
So you'll have friends and family around the world who are going to be tuned in and watching the proceedings. And as you described it to me, you have a beautiful wedding hall, two wonderful families. I mean, the anticipation a couple hours before the event must be incredible.
It is so wonderful. It really is. And Fani said to me before, can you believe it's the day is actually here, you know, after so much planning? I mean, as you and I discussed on the air a couple of months back, when you are privileged enough to be making a wedding for a child that is taking place in Israel, you could be sure of two things. First of all, and this is where that live stream that you mentioned comes in, you could be sure that many, many people that you wish would be there cannot make it just for logistical reasons, and that you will have absolutely no idea what's going on with the planning.
Because yeah. Even when you're informed about everything, not having been there and seen it and been involved in the process, it's, you know,
exactly.
It leaves you a bit on the outside. But now it must be an amazing feeling because, as you and Chani just indicated, the day is finally here and now you'll be enveloped with this whole amazing celebration just a couple of hours from now. How is the Chassan doing? Is everything going well there? An interesting oof-roof on the Shabbos following the first day of Shavuos. Everything going well for David Fertig?
Yes. If Baruch Hashem, everything is going well for David Fertig. He is with his appointed shomer for the day, hanging out, doing chassan stuff. And the offer was very nice. We were in the moshav called Eben Shmuel, where my brother-in-law and sister-in-law live. And he had an aliyah, and everybody sang, and we had some schnapps and some bourbon and some cake, and it was very nice. It was a very low-key but very, very warm and celebratory offer.
Beautiful. That's the Ofruf, and now they're up to the wedding, and it'll be followed, of course, by Shavar Brachas and a great and wonderful week for the Fertig and Katz families. I'm assuming that the Katzes are in from L.A.?
The Katzes, Baruch Hashem, are in for LA, from L.A., yes, as are members of their family. And we are so blessed to have members of our family who have flown into Israel for the occasion. My brother and sister-in-law, and my sister and brother-in-law, and cousins of ours, Chani's cousins, and Chani's brother, and just, you know, our Baruch Hashem, our parents, Baruch Hashem. We have our children are blessed to have their grandparents, all Bli Ayin Hara, all eight grandparents at the wedding. And it's just a wonderful day. And for every young man and woman who is looking for their match, this should be a turning point. And Amir Tzoshem, they all should find the people who they're looking for, who are right for them in the right time and in the easiest way possible.
Wow, Mayor, you pointed out something so important to emphasize, and that is, again, all eight grandparents together to celebrate with the Chassan and Kala. What a bracha that is. And also, you mentioned that, and you said it to me off the air, and obviously you're alluding to it on the air, that there are relatives who literally came in to surprise, maybe that's the wrong word, but to come in for a day or two just to share in the simcha. And that is an amazing feeling. As I've discovered many, many times in these situations, there are friends and relatives, there are friends and relatives who think of every reason not to be able to come, not a criticism, but, you know, everyone's lives are very busy. And then there are friends and relatives who think of every reason to be there. And those are the ones that really make it extra special. So again, not a criticism of anybody, just when someone does go out of the way to do what you just described, it is a remarkable feeling and add so much to the celebration.
We have a good example at my parents, Lenden Chaim Frutig, who Baruch Hashem have taught us, first of all, show up, and also that there's always a good reason to go to a simcha, and again, show up.
Yeah.
So thank God.
Very important message, to say the least. Anyway, mazal tov to you and Chani and the whole family, to the Chassan and Kala, to the Katzes, to the Ferdigs. Today's the big day. We wish we were with you. We're in the category of people who thought of reasons that we couldn't make it, and I apologize for that. but you know that we are certainly so enthusiastic. And as we always say, when it comes to us here, this group at JM and AM, it's always wonderful to share not only in each other's simcha, but to be part of an expanding family of young people in the next generation getting married, people having children and grandchildren. It is really remarkable that we're able to share all of this together and with our listeners. So, Mayor, and any listener who wants the live Zoom feed, I assume it's Zoom, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Just the
It's a YouTube live stream.
Email me or email Avrami AF@NahumSiegel.com, and we'll make sure to forward it to you. And that's then you'll be able to look in. I believe the wedding officially begins at 6 p.m. Israel time, right?
Chani, does the wedding begin officially at 6 p.m. Israel time? Yes, it does. You see what I mean, Nahum? I have absolutely no idea.
Thank God you have Chani with you, Baruch Hashem.
If I didn't have Chani with me, Nahum, no kidding here whatsoever, I'd be lost.
Well, at least she's there with you, so we know you'll make it to the wedding and you'll be there on time. Thank God.
Thank God.
Baruch Hashem. Mayor Mazel Tov, and we should continue to share in Smachot.
Amen. Thank you. Bye.
More coming up. It is a Monday morning, a very special Monday, as you heard, as the big wedding, the Ferdig and Katz wedding, is going to be taking place in a couple hours in Israel. More coming up. You're listening to JM in the AM.